Wyoming Senator John Barrasso has one of the more difficult jobs in Washington this summer. He's chairing the GOP platform committee for the party's convention. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington on the tough road ahead for the state's junior senator.
Ever try to herd cats? Senator Barrasso is giving it a whirl this summer. As chair of the Republican platform committee, he's charged with helping usher through a cohesive party platform at a time when the party is arguably its most divided in decades. See? The party's presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, is more isolationist than most in the GOP. He's called for a ban on Muslim immigration before kind of walking it back, and wants to build a massive wall to keep Mexicans out. I caught up with Barrasso in the basement of the Capitol before we hopped the train connecting it to the senator's offices. I asked him if his job is made harder with Trump on the top of the ticket.
No, not at all, because this is really a delegate-driven platform. Many of these people have been on platform committees in the past. A number of them have served in their state legislatures. So I've talked to a number of them. We're going to have a conservative platform.
Barrasso says his party's inclusive platform rules, with lots of delegates, makes his job easier.
It's interesting. The Democrats have 15. We have 112, two from each state, as well as two from each of the territories. So we're meeting with some of the chairmen of the subcommittees, and then, you know, we meet a full week ahead of time in Cleveland to go through all of it.
Barrasso's colleagues have several thoughts on what should be included in the platform.
Economic growth, an economic plan that gets people back to work and provides a certainty, that's the most important thing to me.
We don't have an environmental platform. I mean, I'd like to have a clean energy platform in the Republican Party.
That's West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito and South Carolina's Lindsey Graham. And here's one of Trump's first supporters in Congress, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
But I would be open to considering a much shorter platform that boldly sets out clear visions that everybody could understand in, you know, a couple of pages maybe.
Well, all of that debate is happening in the Senate. House Republicans have spent the summer laying out their own agenda. Trump recently taunted GOP leaders in Congress, saying they need to get tougher, and if they didn't, he would just do it by myself. It appears that House members have let him go it alone. House Speaker Paul Ryan has spent the summer unveiling a series of new policy proposals called A Better Way.
Let's face it. People know what Republicans are against. Now, we're going to give you a plan that shows you what we are for.
The six-part plan spans everything from addressing poverty through incentivizing work to shoring up security on the nation's borders without merely focusing on building a wall. To many in Washington, the series of House Republican proposals draws a stark contrast with what Trump has been promising voters on the stump. Pennsylvania Republican Pat Meehan says he doesn't think the speaker's effort will galvanize Republicans.
I don't know that anybody's going to be running on things, but I think it is clearly a good undertaking to begin to identify issues and solutions that are able to be used as a basis for conversation with the American people.
So what will Republicans be running on? Even with all the competing GOP proposals floating around, Barrasso still hopes to include a stout Western package in the party's platform.
A lot of issues that affect us in the Rocky Mountain West in terms of energy, being good environmental stewards of the land, public lands is going to be a part of it. As a doctor, healthcare is certainly going to be an important component too.
As for Trump, Barrasso says he's urged him to embrace the platform he's helping craft this summer.
I met with him when he was here a couple of weeks ago. I've encouraged him to embrace the platform, talked about the things that were important to getting the country growing again in terms of the economy and jobs, the economy and national security.
Throughout the summer, Trump has been a headache for Republican Party leaders, and analysts don't expect him to stay on script once Barrasso and the other delegates agree on a platform. But some are hoping it will give the vulnerable Republicans running down ticket something to unify around, even as many continue to distance themselves from their party's presumptive nominee. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.